We should care about death and be aware that it is life's most accurate compass. Death is an unavoidable part of life's adventure, and we all have a romance with death. It has no rigidity of age, it is flexible with both the youth and the elderly. While the grave curtains offer view of death, it still brings up horror that shivers down our back. It is essential to living that we guard against these five deadly sins. We must learn to die before we die. These are the top five regrets of those on their deathbed. Take more risks. I wish I followed my dreams. We are caught in an infinite loop of flip-flop decision-making. Your regret is less for an activity with a bad outcome than taking action and having a bad result. Guess what? In both cases, the outcome is terrible. If you get to a fork in the road, take it, take action. You will never regret it. Please do not take too long to act, or it will quickly become your one regret. The regret that you might be able to change the outcome but did nothing. Do not live life with regret or fear. Fear kills over and over, but death only kills once. Follow what you dream of, throw your heart in, and the rest will follow. If you are thinking about doing something or not, then do it. Do it and try your best, since that is the secret to being interesting. Create a no way out, face death eyeball to eyeball, and know you cannot falter. Life and death decisions are promotion decisions. Worry less, I wish I had let myself be happier. We all have standards and values that guide our lives. Guilt or regret is usually a result that I broke my standard. I beat myself up for a bad outcome, but as I expressed before, that would be the natural course even if I did not try to influence the outcome. Why do I punish myself? The best thing we can do to help ourselves is name the emotion, sadness or disappointment. Expressing regret about the situation and being disappointed helps let go and build beneficial relationships. Think more about what I want in life. I wish I had expressed my true self. Introverts have much more regret for not saying when they should have, would have, or could have. Stress is when you are saying yes, and your brain is saying no. You will never regret saying no, but you often do when you say yes when you mean no. We naturally do not like to disappoint others, and saying no usually implies just that. Just deal with the initial frustrating no conversation, and you will save energy and have peace of mind in the long run. There is a firm but gentle way to say no. Do not say yes and then grumble along, doing something you never wanted to do. If you do say yes, then follow up wholeheartedly. Memories are not logical, like what is your name and what do you do. They are moments filled with emotion. It is what you remember, so ensure your stories are emotionally positive. Reach out. I wish I stayed in touch with friends. If you were to die this evening with no opportunity to communicate with anyone, what would you most regret not having told someone? Why haven't you told them yet? Communication comes in many forms, like symbolic actions, written or spoken words. An ancient saying suggests that words can bring strength or diminished energy, life or death. I've learned that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. Maya Angelou. Stinging criticism will endure a lifetime and go to the deathbed with us. In many interactions, it is much better to be kind than to be right, and if you must be right, be careful never to use words of death. Going it alone is complex, and very few can make it all alone. It is the kiss of death, we all need people. Anyone who cannot get along with people has earned themselves the kiss of death, Lee Iacocca. Play more. I wish I did not work so hard. While everyone says, they wish they worked less, the only way to fix it is to substitute it. We must do something we enjoy daily, like spending more time with our children or loved ones. If you derive that pleasure in your work, then maybe working hard does not apply to you. Here are some tactics you can try. The question I ask to know how important it is. Will I regret not doing this tomorrow? Use the regret framework. If you are 80 years old and look back, will you regret this? If you can make a difference by adding value, then start your company, start your journey. Take the 10-year test. Will you regret this if you did not do this in 10 years? Let that guide your inner being. Spend time with older people and learn what regret is all about. The wisdom of experienced older people can guide you around life's potholes and highlight worthwhile milestones. Stephen Chu Kwan is an author on designandexecute.com. I share my experiences because if it is remotely possible that there might be a commonality between our lives, it will make sense to share my thoughts with you. The methods I share are mostly not formally taught subjects but are life essentials. I have taken a stab to create some broad, predictable, digestible lessons that hopefully can help you find your path to your greatest happiness.